Good morning, Sergey. How are you?
I'm good, good, thank you. I'm just trying to start my video. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you? How's your day? Let's go straight into this. Thanks for coming back onto Radio Jackie and talking to me about your crowdfunding initiative that you've restarted. Can we turn the clock back to when you first started your campaign, which was several months ago, and tell me how that first campaign went?
The first campaign was an overwhelming success. So we managed to collect over £20,000, and I bought four ambulances, actually loaded up with medical supplies, and delivered myself to Lviv, Ukraine. Unfortunately, one of those ambulances got shelled and is out of order. So I had to start another campaign to try to raise money for another ambulance. Currently, we've already collected over £2,000, and the aim is to collect £7,000 or £8,000 to be able to buy something.
And tell me a little, you yourself have driven one of the ambulances across to Ukraine. Tell me a little bit about your experiences, what you met along the way.
Yeah, it was a very a challenging journey. It's 1500 miles to get to Ukraine border, but it was very, very smooth in terms of going through the Europe. And we stopped at two places in Poland to load up more medical supplies and humanitarian aid. So we crossed the border with fully loaded ambulances, and that helped a lot local hospitals as well.
And did you went as far as Lviv, as I assume?
Yes, we reached the border around midnight on Sunday, the May 15. It took me, I think, 5 hours to cross the border to ferry two vehicles into Ukraine because other drivers couldn't cross into Ukraine. So I had to go back and then collect the second one. It was fine. Just takes time because a lot of people trying to do help and send humanitarian aid, and takes time. And yes, the next morning we reached Lviv, where I stayed for another day, and yeah, then headed back by train and by Krakow back to London.
And it's so interesting. Did you have any, were there any holdups crossing the border? Did you get any priority crossing the border because you were driving ambulances? Did the border officials sort of let you go through, or did you just have to queue for ages with everybody else?
There are separate queues for humanitarian aid. It did help a lot, but because of there are so many other humanitarian aid vehicles, it takes time to go through the all the formalities that are required, and it could take a few hours to cross.
Yeah. You said yourself it was you that had to take the ambulances across. Is that because that you are Ukrainian, or is it difficult for other people to cross? You said you had to yourself convoy, go backwards and forwards a couple of times to get the vehicles across. Why was that?
Yeah, it just happened that if you cross, that would take another day or so to get back by train to Poland and then fly back. And the other driver had hadn't had time to do that. So
Okay.
he helped me to get it to the border, and then I had to ferry it myself.
And then what was life like in Lviv when you got there? Did you feel safe? Did you feel you was life, were cafes and bars open? Was life going on fairly normally?
Yes, because Lviv was on my top list to visit for many years, and when I got there, it was surprisingly quiet, peaceful. A lot of cafes open, incredible selection of all kind of food all around the town center, and it just doesn't feel like there is a war at all. It's only on Tuesday night when I woke up at 4 a.m. because of the air siren was on, and I thought, well, it's just kind of a way of life there at the moment. Unfortunately, and I just decided not to run anywhere. But it was peaceful for the rest of the time.
Yeah. And once you were leaving Lviv and heading back, was it easy to get a train to get to, did you get a train to get to the border? Because presumably there's no taxis, you can't hire a car there.
You can Uber actually works there, and it's very cheap and very efficient if you need to move around the town. But yes, I took a train which actually starts from Kyiv and goes all the way to Przemyśl on the Polish side. And it is a very convenient way of traveling in and out. Perhaps many people use it. And it takes about 2 hours from Lviv to Przemyśl. And once you are there, it's also very easy to move around Europe.
And when you got to Ukraine, what was the response from the Ukrainian people when you brought the medical supplies? How did it feel to be bringing and helping with all those medical supplies?
Well, ambulances is, I think, one of those real material things that save lives. Each ambulance could potentially save hundreds, and they badly need those vehicles. And I think whole Europe and everyone in the UK trying to get hold of them and send them there. And especially British ones that have a different the wheel on the other side. We have the right hand wheel. It helps because when those vehicles getting targeted, they think that the driver is on the other side, and it is it the being for the driver on the opposite side creates a bit of more security for them to escape as well.
Yeah.
And they really need more ambulances.
And when the ambulances get there, obviously most of the equipment's been taken out. Are there, do you link up then with hospitals so they can re-equip the ambulance with life-saving equipment?
Yes, this is what a local volunteer is actually working with some European support centers to supply with equipment for the ambulances. Because here in the UK, I think you are not allowed to sell and sell those kind of devices without a special license. Where in Europe, it is a bit easier, and we deliver ambulances where they will be stocked up with the medical equipment.
And what are the most important medical supplies they need at the moment? Obviously, first aid kits, but what in terms of medicines, drugs, do they need lots of other things like that?
They do, but the most critical at the moment is something that helps to heal open wounds. So bandages, chest seals, and things like that are badly needed. The other bits, like from equipment, ventilators, monitors, and defibrillators are also very needed for each ambulance there.
Have you had any response to appeals from like UK hospitals? You know, people, hospitals that might have equipment that obviously they change all the time, the NHS, they upgrade their equipment. Is there any access to any sort of equipment that could be used in Ukraine that they're not particularly using here?
Well, they phase out certain models, and we are happy to get them as donation or even pay for them. But at the moment, I had support from local surgery here in Ashford and one big hospital in Wales who supplied us with lots of medical supplies, boxes of medicine that are on the way to Ukraine.
Okay, Sergey. So the new crowdfund that you're running at the moment, your £2,000, you obviously need another seven. What would you say to our Radio Jackie listeners to encourage them to support the cause, which is wonderful that you're doing?
Yes, this is one of those real things that could save lives. If you can afford, please donate, please share, and you will see pictures and proof that all that vehicle will be delivered and will save lives in Ukraine.
Sergey, thank you for coming to talk to me on Radio Jackie.